Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The word of God has said to the Gentiles, ye have not obeyed my voice. Ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. The Gentiles answer, saying, our sins testify against us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. They say, the Gentiles say in Daniel 9:5, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. They say in Daniel 9:9, we have rebelled against thee. Daniel 9:10, they continue saying, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us. And in Daniel 9:11, the Gentiles say, therefore the curse is poured upon us, the Gentiles, because we have sinned against him. The word of God and against the living God, Tommy L. Hart. But they say in Daniel 9:14, the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice. In Nehemiah 5:5 and Nehemiah 9:33, the Gentiles say, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, neither is it in our power to redeem them. Daniel 9:33. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Acts 23:14 and Nehemiah 10:28, the Gentiles say, we, the Gentiles, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, have found ourselves a great curse. And there's an explanatory word in Nehemiah 10:29. They, the Gentiles, clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse. The Gentiles entered into a state of cursedness. 2 Peter 2:14, cursed children. Now, so the Gentiles are aware of the curse. They, having knowledge and understanding of the curse, have brought the curse, have brought their sons and daughters into the curse, into a state of cursedness. Now, in hearing confessions, the priests mock God. Let's hear this. My having presented to you the law, the covenant, the vow, and all things, evidence the fact that God does hear sinners. Now, that is a very important conclusion, because in John 9:31, it is written, now we know that God heareth not sinners. That statement is found to be false. It is not true. What is truth? Answer, based on these things, all of which I have presented to you, the law, the curse, the vow, all things, the covenant, based on those things, the law of the Lord, the covenant, the vow, all things and the knowledge of God, it is an indisputable fact that God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, does indeed hear sinners. With regard to the John 9:31 statement, I have identified an incorrect statement and corrected it. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, sees that which is incorrect, and he corrects it. I ask the question regarding John 9:31, the word sinners, who is it applicable to? Answer, in the John 9:31 statement, the word sinners is applicable to the Gentiles. So the corrected statement, now we know that God does hear sinners, is equal to the statement, now we know that God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, does indeed hear the Gentiles. God hears the voice of the Gentiles. From within the pages of the AZB, God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, hears the Gentiles' voice. The true God, Tommy L. Hart, does hear sinners. It is evident in his works. God hears and he deals with the voice of sinners. God hears and he deals with the voice of the Gentiles. To say, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, the voice of the Gentiles spans the Authorized Version Bible, the AZB. Allow me to say this. If God did not hear sinners, it would have been impossible for God to recognize and accurately identify himself in the AZB. I say to you, let the truth be known. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears and deals with the voice of sinners. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears and deals with the voice of the Gentiles. Another statement related to the John 9:31 statement is set in Psalm 65, verse 2. It says, O thou that hearest prayer, to thee shall all flesh come. I will focus on the first part of the statement, O thou that hearest prayer. Note this, that if God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, did not hear sinners, then this statement in Psalm 65, verse 2 would be incorrect. But I said before, the John 9:31 statement is incorrect. I corrected it, and the Psalm 65, verse 2 statement is correct as written. Also, my works show clearly that your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears prayer. Remember the word of God's complaint, which I have heard and acted upon? Remember the Gentile confessions, which I read on this program the last time. The Psalm 65, verse 2 statement is true. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hears prayer, which is set down in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hears sinners and the prayer of sinners, found in the AVB. What is this thing? The priest hearing confession. Answer, in this thing, the hearing of confession mockery, the Gentiles mock God. I have said before, and it is well established, the Christian church has rebelled against the word of God. They have forsaken the law of the Lord. Romans 10:13 speaks to the matter, saying, the Gentiles, the Christian church, have gone about to establish their own righteousness, and they, the Gentiles, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Question, what should the Gentiles have done? Answer, in Psalm 81, verse 15, the word of God answers, saying, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves to him, the Lord. The haters of the Lord, the Gentiles, should have submitted themselves to him. Why? Because they were commanded by their law, which they ratified, to hear the word of the Lord and to walk in God's paths and keep his law. The Gentiles covenanted and served the Lord their God, and they vowed to serve the Lord Tommy L. Hart their God. But now they have not kept their word. They have transgressed the laws and broken the everlasting covenant. And they have not kept the vow they made to God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 81:15 gives a possible motive why they, the Gentiles, turned their back on the law of the Lord and the word of God. The word of God calls them, the Gentiles, the Christians, haters of the Lord. Who is the Lord? Let me say this. They, the Gentiles, hate the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, so much that they turn a deaf ear to the truth of God, to the word of God. Who is the Lord? Answer, the Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 81:15 says, the haters of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, should have submitted themselves to him, the Lord, their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Even though they hate the Lord, the law still stands, the covenant is still intact, and the vow should be performed. Definition of hate: to dislike intensely or passionately. Feel extreme aversion for or extreme hostility toward. Hate means to detest. Detest means to feel abhorrence of hate. To feel abhorrence of, it means hate, it means dislike intensely. It is found the Gentiles are haters of the Lord. Are haters of the Lord, they covenanted to serve and obey. They are haters of the Lord, they vowed to serve. They, the Gentiles, are haters of the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, so that in their duties, the duties of the priests, they mock God. In the priest hearing confession, that is one way of them, the Gentiles, the priests, mocking God. Out of an abundance of hatred to the Lord their God, the Gentiles mock the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible, the AVB, calls the Gentiles haters of the Lord. Hatred in the heart does not excuse. Hatred of the Lord excuses no one. Hatred does not excuse any from obeying the law. In law, the Gentiles have said, the word of our God shall stand forever. Hatred is not an acceptable defense for breaking the law. In the book of the law of God, section Psalm 33, verse 11, this is declared. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The book of the law of God says in Psalm 34, verse 21, they shall be desolate. The Gentiles, in their own words to God, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 14, have identified the righteous. They say, the Lord our God is righteous in all his works. The Gentiles declare the righteousness of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. And in the statements coming from the Gentiles, which I presented the last time, they, the Gentiles, declare their unrighteousness. They say about themselves, they have done wickedly, they have lied against the Lord, they have uttered falsehoods, they have sinned against the Lord, and they have disobeyed the voice of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 27, the papal statement says, I and my people are wicked. That is to say, I, the Pope, and my people, the Gentiles, wicked. So the wicked are identified, the righteous is identified, and the haters of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are identified. The Gentiles hate the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They hate all that is good and right. The Pope does not have any legal right to govern. In Job 34:17, the question is asked, even he that hateth right govern? The Pope is a hater of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And as the Pope, so are his people, the Gentiles, alias white people. Shall even he that hateth right govern? The book of the law of God says in Job 34:30, reign not, lest the people be ensnared. That is to say, that the Pope reign not, lest the people be ensnared. As long as the Pope reigns, the people are ensnared. Now, let me go to the reward of the cursed people. In Psalm, that is in the book of Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 46, the Gentiles are asked, what reward have ye? What reward have ye? Or what recompense have ye? The Gentiles have stated their reward. What reward have ye? The Gentiles have said the curse is poured upon us because we have sinned. The Gentiles state their reward. They state their recompense. Okay, now, in Matthew verse 2, it is said, they have their reward. What does that mean? That means the Gentiles have their reward. They have their recompense. They have their judgment. And which judgment they declare in the statement, therefore the curse is poured upon us, for we have sinned. They have their reward. What is their reward? Their reward is a curse. Yes. Which curse I have read or given to you before. Let me read the curse. I'm turning back to the words of the curse. Okay. Okay, here we are. The words of the curse. The express words of the curse found in Deuteronomy 28, verses 16 through 19. These are the express words of the curse. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Listen. Verse 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land. The fruit of thy body, curse children. Verse 19, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. That is the curse, an added part, meaning another part found elsewhere, cursed children. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy womb, equals cursed children. So, do the Gentiles know their judgment? Yes, they do. And they have accepted the judgment. Remember the statement, therefore, the curse, having knowledge and having understanding of the curse. Make clear that they make clear that they know the curse. They know their state. Their state now is that of cursedness. Okay? So, do the Gentiles curse? Yes, they do. Has the curse already been declared upon them? Yes, it has. They have their reward. That statement in Matthew 6, verse 2, is repeated in verses 5 and 16, Matthew chapter 6. Verse 5 says, verily I say to you, they have their reward. And verse 16, verily I say to you, they have their reward. The Gentiles know that they are cursed. And they made the statement, I want you to remember this. Therefore, let's see here, Acts 23. They say, we have bound ourselves under a curse, and that curse is that which I read to you a few moments ago. We have bound ourselves under a great curse. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us. The Gentiles are fully aware of the judgment. They know they are a cursed people. They have received their reward. What is their reward? The Gentiles' reward is a state of cursedness. They and their children. I don't think I read that statement. It says here, let's see, at Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 5. They say, the Gentiles say, and lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants. Neither is it in our power to redeem them. Yes, I remember saying that. But that's very important. They are a cursed people. They are, the Gentiles, children are cursed. And the next generation of their children are cursed. And it goes on, and the curse goes on and on and on. The Word of God has told us that the Gentiles should have submitted themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. the law of the Lord still stands. It still stands. Gentiles have been charged with these two statements. Ye have not obeyed my voice. Ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. And the Gentiles respond saying, therefore, the curse is poured upon us. And lo, we bring our children, our sons and our daughters, to be servants. Neither is it in our power to redeem them. The Gentiles are a cursed people. Of course, they don't want you to know that, so they don't teach it. Isn't that simple? They don't want you to know it. That's why they preach to you. That's why they have given to you the belief that you have concerning Jesus, to keep you away from finding out the truth of the Bible. The Bible really teaches. So in place of giving you the truth of Bible content, they give you a bunch of lies because they say you cannot read and find out. You don't have the sense. You don't have the intelligence to read the Bible for yourself in order to find out that we, the Gentiles, are lying to you. We are lying to you and suppressing the truth in order to keep you away from finding the truth. They have suppressed the truth of Bible content. They have given black people a bill of goods, a false faith, and that's it, people. That's it. Until the next time, join me on Twitter. In my tweets, I speak about things that are related to what I'm teaching on Lawmaster, but other things as well. But they are all related. Check me out on Twitter. And join me the next time when the judgment continues.